This dog, this is dictating all. Alphonse Travassino. I'm sorry, Travisano. Travisano is T as in Thomas. T-R-A-V-I-S-A-N-O. Travisano. Alphonse. A-L-P-H-O-N-S-E. A-L-P-H-O-N-S-E. Alphonse. Travisano. Date of birth is 8/21/31, age 92. Date of visit 8/2/23. Please make copy for Kathleen Sperry. Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Sperry, M-D. Kathleen Sperry, M-D. Next paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry, not M-D. Please change that. Kathleen Sperry, A-R-N-P. A-R-N-P. Next, next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing, and history of COPD. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 91-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been on home nebulizer. On a home nebulizer, which she uses with albuterol solution as needed. The patient has cough, sputum production, and shortness of breath with activity. And she also has hearing loss. Period. She denies any chest pains, fevers, chills, or hemoptysis. Her most recent chest x-ray on 4/2/23 showed no active disease. And a chest CT done in December 22 showed no pulmonary emboli and no lung infiltrates. But there was an ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm at 5.1 centimeter. Next paragraph, the past history, the patient's past history. Can you please change the first sentence, please? This is a 92-year-old male, not a female. Please change the first sentence to 92-year-old male patient. And also, please mark he in place of she. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of cancer of the prostate and history of COPD, as well as history for degenerative arthritis and cataracts, as well as glaucoma. He has had deviated nasal septum and has history for hypothyroidism. The surgical history also includes total knee arthroplasty, on the right total knee arthroplasty of the left knee, and he also had right knee surgery. He has a cholecystectomy and history for a lumbar disc fusion, and he had right shoulder surgery as well as left shoulder repair, and had a radical prostatectomy. He has also had a deviated septum repair. Next, next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 50 years. No alcohol use. He also smoked cigars when he was younger. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, but had cataracts and glaucoma. He had frequent sore throat. He has wheezing, cough, shortness of breath. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains, but has nighttime awakening. He also has reflux and constipation. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has leg swelling and palpitations. And he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And he has easy bruising. Also has numbness of the extremities and denies skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Albuterol, NEBS, QID. And Synthroid, 75 micrograms a day. And recently on prednisone. He's also on Bumex, 0.5 milligrams daily. And ferrosulfate. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male. Alert, pale, no distress. Does mild clubbing, mild clubbing and leg edema, 2+. Blood pressure, 116 over 80, pulses 78, as patient's 20, temperature 98, to weight is 183, saturation 93. HE and DA norms, phallic pupils, reactum equal. Tangus, bias, tears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fits, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, asthma and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities revealed 2+ edema with stasis stomatitis and no calf tenderness, reflexive 1+. The ulna grows smaller deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. And next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema and acute exacerbation. Number two is core pulmonale. Number three, chronic back pain. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. And number five is history of prostate cancer. Next paragraph, plan, patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study and hopefully get oxygen at night at 2 liters. He will also be placed on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 10 days. prednisone 20 milligrams daily for 1 week and 10 milligrams daily for a week. A CBC and a complete metabolic profile to be done, and a chest X-ray. He will continue using the nebulizer with albuterol solution and add budesonide neb 0.5 milligrams twice a day. Follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kathleen Corim Sperry. Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Corim is K-O-R-E-M. K-O-R-E-M. Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y. Sperry. Thank you. This is Dr. Susan.